4 years ago today, Madiba died. We think we know so much about the man because we're South African. We're supposed to know more about him than the rest of the world, the rest of especially the Americans. But sometimes they surprise us, you know, what they know about our Madiba. So, I don't know, you say that some of these facts we know and some we don't.
Yes, some would be a surprise to someone who's not South African. If you're South African and you didn't know this, I'm doing my best not to judge you. But these are the facts I think they wouldn't know. So I'm not going to share the things I feel like South Africans would know. Number
like
one.
Like what? But give me a fact that you think we know.
Okay, what does Rholihlahla mean?
You think we know that?
Well, I'm asking. You said you. You didn't say all of you.
Tell me.
Okay, Rholihlahla, it's a Xhosa name, right? It means pulling the branch of a tree, Rholihlahla, or troublemaker. So he lived up to his name, and this was a name that was given to him by his teacher on his first... Oh, Nelson is a name that he only got at school that was given to him by his teacher so that the colonial people could understand him. I mean, could say his name properly.
Quite
right?
A wide difference in the meanings. Pull the branch.
What does Nelson mean?
No, man, pull the branch or troublemaker.
It's both. No, because physically, it's to pull a branch. But when you pull a branch, when you break a branch off a tree, you're causing trouble because why are you breaking the tree? So that's why it means both. So the literal meaning is.
And Nelson means?
That's what you're doing. That's a very good question. And that I have to ask the colonial people who had to be able to say his name.
Anyone listening right now who knows what the word Nelson means? I know that there was a song about Nelson.
Second fun fact, he had a cameo in a Spike Lee film. Did you know that?
No.
Towards the end.
Really?
There's actually, yeah, yeah.
What?
He had a big part in Malcolm X, right? At the end of the movie, he plays a teacher who's reciting Malcolm X's famous speech to a room full of Soweto school kids. But then the pacifist, Mr. Mandela, wouldn't say by any means necessary. He was supposed to end the line with by any means necessary. So Spike Lee cut back to footage of Malcolm X saying it.
I'm actually going to Google that. That's going to be so cool to see Madiba in the acting role.
I've sent a clip of that role
so cool.
To our Facebook dude. So if you go on our Facebook page, you should be able to see that YouTube clip of Nelson Mandela and his part in Malcolm X. He was a great statesman. I don't know. I don't rate him as an actor. There's a woodpecker named after him. So from Cape Town to California, streets have been named after Mandela, but he's also been the subject of some very unusual tributes. Last year, scientists named a prehistoric woodpecker after him, Australopithecus Nelson Mandelae. In 1973, the Physics Institute at Leeds University named a nuclear particle the Mandela particle.
That makes sense.
That's cool, hey?
The woodpecker, though.
His favorite dish was tripe.
No.
He loved tripe, which is the stomach lining of an animal, of a sheep or a cow. Yeah. He was on the U.S. terror watch list.
Yeah. That on you.
He was only removed from the U.S. terror watch list in 2008.
In 2008?
At the age of 89.
What?
In 2008.
He's been president.
Dude. He and other members of the African National Congress were placed on it because of their militant fight against apartheid.
Well, there's some facts. We still don't know what Nelson means, though. Maybe someone listening
someone
right
tell
now.
Us.
Oh, what's the story, Lisa Maureen?
No, you see, living up to your name, because the Urban Dictionary says that it's a sweet, humble, romantic guy who cares for others and helps everyone.
But that's Urban Dictionary.
No, and the real one says it's a wrestling hold. Yeah, oh, Ima
and Nelson. Yeah. He lived up to that name.
Both.
Talking about things that you may not have known about him, like that clip, which you can see, by the way. We're going to put it up on our Facebook and Twitter. Of him doing a slight acting role towards the end of Malcolm X. Didn't know that. Can't wait to see it. Haven't seen it yet. I'm going to go and check it out now when it's up. Go and have a look. Things that you didn't know about Madiba. And I suppose everybody has a Madiba story. Mm. Every South African somehow has a Madiba story.
What's your Madiba story, Martin?
I've only seen him once. It was in Grahamstown many years ago at the National Arts Festival. He came out, and I can't remember why exactly he was there. He came out and he stood on like a ledge and then just spoke to the people. And I just watched him. Oh, the second time I saw him is when he came out of Monte Cassino at the World Cup. Oh. It was so amazing. You know that hotel on the square?
Yes.
And then he just came out in one of those rooms onto the balcony. And we were like, it was such a cool moment, man. Everybody, like, can you just imagine? Only in South Africa, right? You'd be just getting ready to watch the World Cup rugby and Madiba comes out to, like, wave. Do you have a story, Liesl?
Yeah, it's. I didn't get to see him ever. I didn't really get to meet him. But
Timmy met him, but we'll get to that in a moment.
I remember always looking at Miss South Africa's and seeing that they had a picture with them. Because they always posted it, or they were always ranting and raving about it. So one of the reasons was, you know, entering Miss SA meant that I was going to hang out with him. Because not only did he meet the Miss South Africa, you'd have coffee or lunch with him and actually get to spend a whole afternoon. And yeah, unfortunately, it didn't happen. But still have the memories and still have all that legacy to look back on and still just take from. You know?
Unlucky. You met him?
Yes, I met him. I was part of the 46664 It's No Joke cast for a couple of years. And so the 1 year we actually got to meet him. But the foundation was so strict because we met the guy, we got to chat with him. And I was so touched. You know, when I met him, and that was a long time ago, this was 2010. And I remember feeling like this, he's an old man. He actually needs to be allowed to chill and just be left alone, you know? And I became very emotional. Anyway, we took a picture with him. And then, you know, they actually didn't let us take the pictures with us because they're like, people are now selling these things for money. And I thought, that's sad, man.
Hang on. You had a picture of Nelson Mandela, but you don't have the picture.
It's at the foundation, at the Nelson Mandela
nice
Foundation.
Nice try to me. Wow. I was buying into the story.
I'm so there.
But she doesn't have the picture because, wow.
Hi, this is Joe Black.
Hi.
I'm Talima Donsela.
Hi, this is Johnny Clegg. And you're listening to...
You're listening to...
Breakfast with...
Martin Vista and Tumi Morocco.
Martin and Tumi. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. Jacaranda FM.